This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. And if you'd like to go to his website, it's normshealy.com. N-O-R-M, as in Norman. Norm Shealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Norm Shealy, one word, .com. And if you'd like to give a call to his clinic in Springfield, Mo, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221, and that would be during normal business hours. Now, that is not the number to call here at USA Prepares right now for the broadcast classroom. That number to call us right here, right now, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Let's see. Joey in Michigan, welcome. You're on with Dr. Shealy.
Good morning, Norm. Good morning, Vince. How are you guys?
Great, Joe. What's up?
Hey, your essential oils, they work because of frequency. How do they work?
Well, I don't know. I assume it is definitely frequency at some level. But it's particular sub-elements that make the particular, you know, rose oil different from poppy oil, for instance, different from pansy oil. And I have been a great fan of essential oils for at least the last 11 years because they, if you get the right combination, you can use them to stimulate acupuncture points without needles.
And that oil, if you use your PMF device, that will enhance the oil as well, you think?
I think so. Now, that I have not studied specifically. But in general, the Gamma PEMF device at least appears to, make everything closer to normal. It reestablishes the normal negative charge on cells.
So the difference between frequencies with light, sound, and oil, How does that have any...
You're going to have to ask a physicist for that one. I understand that it's there, but I just don't know the details.
And I was watching this futuristic program, a series, and it's, 400 years in the future, but the people were rebelling against their freedoms being taken away, and they were using light sound devices at all frequency to mind alternate them. That's why I'm curious how the, because oil's been around forever. The light sound, only since we've had electricity, resonant frequencies with like arched cathedrals, been around for quite some time as well. I was curious because there's nobody to ask, and I mean, you're about the last guy to ask about this stuff that will be honest with it and talk about it.
There is one physicist that I particularly like for that kind of information. Hold on, I've got to Google it and get it cut. Science of the Soul, the Afterlife, and the Shift. One of his big books, and I've got to get... Claude Swanson. Claude Swanson. I haven't seen him in a number of years, but... he is the kind of person who can answer that question.
You know, early in your show, it's one of the few times I've had time to listen to it live, but early in the show, Vince was referencing Pretty Woman song and how that was so simple and yet very enjoyable. And then, like, all the sports games have all this nasty, nasty, nasty. And those are like rituals, and it seems like they're using frequency to initiate the ritual, whereas the Pretty Woman song, and there's another group out there called The Band, they had some older music from the 70s, you know, that was more simple. And I mean, for us to figure out how half of the population wants to be vaccinated, the other half doesn't, not that either one of them is right or wrong, but what's pulling each person apart or together? I mean, is it frequency? Is it, you have any ideas for that?
Well, at some level, it's frequency. But basically, to me, the ultimate level is the soul. We are a physical incarnation at this moment of our soul. But when we're gone, we still exist at a soul level. And so that, to me, is above all known Earth frequencies.
So is it possible these vaccines, whether in favor or not in favor, has something to do with a soul harvest?
Because, oh, yeah.
You know, so half of the...
I don't know about
the,
it killing the soul, because, you know, whether you're killed by a knife or a gun or the vaccine, you're dead. But I believe that unless you are part of the evil, once you die, your soul goes back to get rehabilitated, so to speak.
Well, when they claim that only four companies actually make these vaccines and that you become a genetically modified product, now you actually belong to one of those four companies, that would be a way to capture your soul, whereas before, if you were considered to be free, and when you pass, your soul goes back to your creator. But now, who is your creator? Your creator is the new one of the four, what would we call them? The Vax companies. One of the four, Moderna.
Well, I consider it all up in part of the evil empire.
So I'm just curious, because nobody will talk about it. Nobody maybe knows about it. I'm not saying I know about it, but my mind keeps taking me to that, questioning why there's people, and they could be in your family, they could be your worst enemy. Yet, they either gravitate towards the vaccine or against it, and there's not much you can convince either one of them, the right or the wrong. And I'm just, it seems very abnormal to split again an entire, not country, a whole world, basically in half. But for some reason, stats in old Europe and the United States seem to have the highest vax rates versus more of the we'll call it the third world countries. So there has to be something to do with that G5, the cell phone, and all the new, you know, my old cell phone got canceled because it was G2. And they didn't tell me I couldn't change the number until after it was shut off. And once the phone was shut off, I no longer have access for anything to get that number. And they're slowly getting rid of 2, 3, 4. So they finally heard you into the G5 network. At that point, I guess a landline will work, but I'm sure the landline will have G5 capabilities as well.
Well, that's why I don't have a cell phone.
No, I know. You know, I'm gone all the time. And yesterday, I needed that phone more than I needed it in the last 5 years. But it was good to have it when I needed it. But in the same breath, it's whatever. That series, by the way, is Blake 7. It's a UK region. You need an open region player to play it, if anybody out there is thinking about it. Vince, I asked you a year ago to possibly get in touch or have Robert get in touch with me in Kansas. If that can't be passed on, maybe he can send an email to Norm's thing, and Norm could pass it on to me. And that's about all I've got to say. I'm just curious. The frequency seems to resonate towards everything that's been occurring in our world. I mean, you can have people look at that stooge and just get totally sick watching him babble and bounce around. That could sacrifice the whole country in Afghanistan. And yet you got other people, and I'm not saying either one of them two guys are better or worse, It's just amazing how split. And there's got to be a logical reason that you could split an entire population, and maybe it's only 5%. The media is promoting it as, you know, 55%. I don't know that, but I'm not smart enough to know that. I'm, you know, just a simple person. Anyway, that was my last question. You guys be safe. Have a good day,
Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe, before you go, I believe you mentioned something about light and sound, and how that was something that has appeared recently. Back in 1980, Bert and Andy and I were working together in California at our company where we were, as I mentioned, working on satellite communications equipment. And Bert said, look, y'all, full spectrum lighting is absolutely critical for health. You have to have it. And so what he did was he bought some full spectrum fluorescent lighting, which was really ahead of its time when he bought it. And he bought it for our conference room only because those 8-foot tubes were really expensive back then in full spectrum lighting. You could get warm white and you could get cool white, and you can get just cool white deluxe. But what you couldn't get was full spectrum at a reasonable price. So we bought it anyway, and we felt that we felt better when we were working in the conference room under full spectrum lighting than we felt under cool white lighting. And his research, as he described it to me, and my research came up with the same exact thing, is that back when we were cavemen, being in a cave was really okay, you know, to shelter us from the inclement weather, the heat and the cold, etc. But it really wasn't that good for our bodies to feel healthy and be healthy. We actually needed full spectrum sunlight. So we have had full spectrum sunlight since the beginning of man and since the beginning of animals, except we don't think about it that way. But we do know, and you have been told, I believe, in elementary school, okay, we're going to have recess. And after lunch, you'd have recess, and you'd go outside, you know, unless it was raining. And that was to get your daily dose of vitamin D. Yeah, I'm sure you did that in Michigan. I'm sure Dr. Shealy did that on his farm where he was growing up. And we did it, you know, on the East Coast. So we know that full spectrum lighting is absolutely important. And I believe what Dr. Shealy is saying about vitamin D3 is if you're not getting enough, you got to take it orally as vitamin D3. Is that right, Dr. Shealy? Did I get that right?
Absolutely correct.
Joey, any comments?
Let's take it a step further. You've got, everybody's promoted LED lights today, and not all LED lights will have that full spectrum. And the difference between the current LED, the fluorescent, and the regular screw-in bulb that we had for the first 100 years, did the first screw-in light bulb produce any form of light different than the fluorescent full spectrum and or an LED?
I believe that there are many, many variations all over the place. And if you look up full spectrum lights on Google, there are hundreds of possibilities.
Right, but the light on Google doesn't explain you, because like everything Google sells, it's a manipulation.
Joe, did you want to hold through the break?
Go ahead. I'll finish when we're done.
All right. Joey's with us in Michigan. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us in Missouri. I'm with us in Missouri as well.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Sheila's with us, and Joey's with us in Michigan. So, Joey, let me help you and the class understand how this lighting spectrum works. So, if you remember the name Roy G, middle initial BIV, B-I-V, that will describe the spectrum of visible light. So, Roy, R-O-Y-G, B-I-V, stands for red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. So in terms of frequency, the frequency goes from red to violet. Daylight is pretty much, for the most part, I mean it's not exactly, but for the most part, an even spread of Roy G. Biv, okay? And with the same intensity of red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Now, if you go to incandescent lighting has the least amount of blue and indigo, an average amount of yellow, and the most amount of red. So incandescent lighting is warmer in terms of appearance of color, more red, than the other forms of lighting. Now fluorescent lighting, just plain old fluorescent lighting, peaks with a little bit of blue, a lot of green, but just a peak of green at certain frequencies, a little bit of yellow, and it peaks with orange. but it's not uniform intensity across the visible spectrum. So plain old fluorescent lighting is not so good. Halogen lighting has a little bit of blue, and then it has about the same amount of green and red and orange. And it is more approximating daylight than the other forms. Cool white LEDs, lots of blue, and almost as much green, and very little red. And warm white LEDs, a lot of green, a little bit of blue, just a little bit of blue, and more red. So the bottom line is the absolute best light is daylight from the sun, because it is pretty much uniform across the amount of blue and the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
It is full spectrum.
Full spectrum and about the same intensity of each component of the spectrum. So I think, and it just appears to me, that we are confusing ourselves and our bodies when we don't have full spectrum lighting. Dr. Shealy, could that be true?
Exactly. No question about it.
Okay. So, Joey, the bottom line is LED lighting, not so good. Halogen lighting, pretty good. But halogen lighting takes more watts per lumen than LED. But LED is harder on our bodies and harder on our eyes. And I remember, what was that?
So it makes sense if you were a group of people that wanted to manipulate another, say a very large, if you were a small group of people that wanted to manipulate a very large group of people, then theoretically you can change the light. And you know, years ago I bought a thing called the Light Sound Mind Machine, and you can plug self-help tapes into it, or just watch the light flash with your eyes closed, and it would change your, at 27 or 28 different settings. I had one of Norm's, he had a similar machine, the older one, but I had one before I got Norm's 20 years ago, but now they're so updated, I'm not really fond of wanting to use something because you don't know what they programmed into it. Because to me, all this is about being programmed, but your point is well. It's like those flashing lights, the green ones, the yellow ones, and the red ones on whether it's a snow truck, one of those great men of honor's police car, or any of those lights, and when they flash and their frequency, could give you an epileptic seizure, correct?
Joey, would you mind holding through the break? You said something that I think was a salient point that we need to discuss, and that was the blue and red from the police cars and the emergency, mostly the police cars. But do you have a few more minutes? Because I think we should flush this out.
I do. I think it's a good point to go over.
All right. Dr. Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Six passenger jets with Americans and her allies are being blocked from taking off. Former American military folks involved in private evacuation efforts say the U.S. State Department is the only reason the planes can't take off. Rick Clay, who runs the private rescue group called Plan B, suggested that the State Department's obstruction is motivated in part by embarrassment that private individuals are rescuing Americans that the Biden administration left behind. Also Monday, a pregnant woman who is from California is currently trapped in Afghanistan. She's claiming that the Taliban were hunting Americans. The Taliban issued a statement Monday claiming that they've taken control of Panjshir province, which is located north of Kabul and served as the staging ground for the country's top resistance force. The Taliban took the province dressed in American uniforms, using American weapons and American equipment. President Biden remains on vacation in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With millions of Americans choosing not to get the COVID-19 vaccine, the Biden administration is saying the vaccines may not be enough and a booster shot may be required without proving any scientific evidence. Democrat Governor of Kentucky Andy Beshear tells NBC News, your freedom should not matter when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, it has been difficult, and it shouldn't be, because it's just basic science. And our healthcare providers have been wearing masks for decades. Why? To prevent infection. In different areas. I think this is a test of our humanity. I believe that that's what this pandemic is. And remember, a pandemic isn't an issue. It's a virus that's trying to kill as many of us as possible. And so I think it comes down to, are you willing to be selfless and wear that mask, loving your neighbor and protecting them? Or is it more a question of selfish? I have the right to do whatever I want, even if it causes harm to others. You know, you can't walk into a crowded movie theater and yell fire. Your freedom of speech doesn't extend that far. Yeah. So let's remember that liberty is the right to live our lives, not to cause someone else's death. That should be pretty easy for people of faith, for people of values, and I hope that we can start living those that faith and those values to protect one another once again.
According to the United Nations World Population Prospects Report, approximately 7,500 people die every day in the United States. On Sunday, 527 COVID deaths were reported. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. And let me give you his number at his clinic. That's not the number to call into the broadcast classroom, but it's the number for his clinic if you'd like to make an appointment to call and talk with Dr. Shealy directly on the telephone or set up a telecommunications appointment or visit Dr. Shealy in person. That number is area code 417 351 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And if you want to buy your supplements, the same ones that I buy, you can buy them on Dr. Norman Shuley's website at normshuley.com. 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 Joey brought up some interesting points. And we were talking about light and lighting spectrum. And here is my, this is my belief, and I think it's true, and it's based on physics. So if you look at the sun is a hot mass that's burning. And because it's so massive, the frequencies don't change up and down like audio frequencies because there's so much mass. It can't change. It can't change very quickly. So what you get is from morning to night, you have about the same amount of Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Okay? And it's a smooth, almost straight line, curve, if you will. Now, if you look at an incandescent light bulb, that would be the old-fashioned light bulbs that Edison developed over 100 years ago. There's a filament that glows based on the resistance of the tungsten element. So you apply voltage and current across it, and it heats up. And it glows, and it mostly glows red, and a little bit orange and yellow and some green and blue and indigo and violet, but mostly red. So it's a warm white, but it, because it's glowing, it can't glow fast and change the frequencies of the light very quickly. So it's a very smooth curve. Now, if you look at fluorescent lighting, that uses mercury vapor, and that can change frequency, and you get a lot of green and red and some blue. And if you look at halogen, that's back to the same kind of thing as the incandescent and the sun, because that glows really, really hot, and it can't change temperature of that glowing element very quickly either. So that's a very smooth curve. But and it's different from LED lighting. Now, one of the things I wanted to mention was before the China virus, I thought that fluorescent lighting, I have a huge investment at the farm in 8-foot fluorescent lights. So I wanted to buy some spare tubes, specifically warm white, if I could find them. And I wanted to buy them because I thought that they would be out of production, or the price, or they'd be scarce. And I didn't want to just throw out those fixtures. So I went to Craigslist, and I found in outside of Springfield, there was a guy selling used and some new fluorescent 8-foot tubes, exactly what I wanted. And there was like 100 of them, and he wanted like 30, 40 cents a piece, maybe 50 cents a piece for them. I called him up, said, great, I'll be over. And our son and I went to buy them. And what they had done was they had taken these tubes out of the store. It was a retail store. And the ceiling was painted black, and they replaced the lights with LED tubes. 8-foot tubes, but LED, really bright, cool white, if you will. It was unbearable to me to be in that store. The light hurt my eyes. The color really made me uncomfortable. And I couldn't wait to get out of there. And they were so proud of these stupid lights. And I think they were chasing away their customers with the color of the lights that they put in to save 10 to 20% on their electric bill. Okay? Chasing their customers out because the light was a really awful, awful bluish color. It hurt my eyes. Not looking at the lights, just looking anywhere. It turned the merchandise an odd color because the light was an odd color. That being said, going to the police lights, the blue and the red, and sometimes white, those lights have so much intensity in the blue, alternating blue, red, white, the alternating light LEDs coming on with such intensity that when I see them, it actually confuses me. And I can't think of it. Your body is naturally drawn to look at them, and if you look at them, they blind you. And all you can do, the only thing that you can do, at least the only thing that I can do, when I approach these things, and I don't want to approach them, it's like all of a sudden they come on and they're ahead of me, and I have no place to go but toward them. The only thing I can do It's everything that I have in me to avoid crashing into something that I can't see because the lights are so strong and they blind me. And the only thing I can do is think about how to avoid crashing into something while my car is moving. I don't have any brain cycles to do anything else. That is how overpowering these red and blue lights are to me. Joe, do you find the same thing, or is it just me?
I do, and I try to adjust my rearview mirror to reflect that back at that human syphilis that's doing that. Because, you know, and they keep it on, and you're right, it does. It's like a giant flash cube, and it disorients you to the point that, you know, and what I also do, especially at nighttime when I get an education from such great men of honor, I put the inside light on because the guy walks up and he goes, "What'd you put the light on for?" I says, "I don't know. You feel comfortable walking up to a dark car? I wouldn't." And I put the light on. I put the light on so it diffuses that red and flashing blue light, and I put it on, and then the intellectual, the great genius, he's calmed down, and most of the time, not all the time, but, you know, it's usually at 1 or 2 in the morning if you're driving and you're trying to get home and you're falling asleep, they figure they got a hot one, somebody, you know, just got done drinking, and, you know, you're telling them, you're, and sometimes they'll let you go, but it all depends what mood they're in, but putting that light on lightens the intensity of those flashing lights, and you might try that if you have it in a nighttime experience.
Well, that's a very interesting point. So what you're doing is they are using the red spectrum and the blue spectrum, and then you're adding the incandescent spread spectrum to slightly mitigate the red and the blue. I'm with you.
It waters it down a little bit.
Yeah, it dilutes it. Yeah, I believe you're right about that. I believe you're right. And when I meet those people, it usually takes me a long time to, yeah, I want to help them. Whatever they want me to do, I want to help them. It just takes me a long time to get to that point. So, I'm working on it. I'm looking for my license. I know I've got it. It's here. Yeah, I think it's in my pocket.
I would suggest to everybody, when those great people give you the reward and they're leaving, you always make, we'll call it a chant, a ritual. Call it what you want. It may AIDS and syphilis infect them and their family for generations to come for feeding off of the common person. And that's the least I could do for them, because I want to be like Cracker Jacks. I want them to get a surprise. And, you know, they don't mind stealing from you. You know, a friend of mine, his son was trying to meet, what do you call him? A notary public. And he was late, and he was going through a small town that was 35, and he was going 50. So they educated him. And his father was dying with cancer, so he was trying to get there because he could only get this notary to come at a certain time, and he had to drive from an hour and a half away. So because of traffic, he was a little behind times. And so that great guy gave him a $200 gift, and it's not even a $200. You know, it's the 2 or 3 extra points that affect your insurance, because that's what garbage does. They devaluate your time, yeah, because they're all important. But I thought it was so interesting, and I told him from now on, I said, never say it out loud unless you're really stupid, but smile when he's handing you, because he's grinning at you like just like a baboon eating briars. And when he walks, as he's smiling, you smile back, and you say to yourself, you give him that little chant, and let him enjoy that. You know, and he doesn't care. It's like all these people, half of the people want to kill you, half of the people are trying to help you. I don't know which half is which. But, you know, how are you going to figure that out?
Joe, what about coughing? So, you can see in the side view mirror, rear view mirror, when they're approaching you with your window up, just coughing into your hands,
I try to have my license out, and I'm coughing on it so Mr. Garbage can hold Mr. Coughing. It's like our friend Mike Mai when he's taking his socks off and my feet, yeah, my rash, my fungus. I mean, the greatest stories ever. I mean, these people, they don't care because, you know, they're impervious. They're superheroes.
I've done that in the Denver airport. Dr. Shealy, what we're talking about is when they want to search you in the airport they want to put their hands down your pants, etc., and they want you to take your shoes off. So I just sit down. I act like Columbo. I'm confused. I move very, very slowly, and I wear combat boots, or I used to when I would fly, but I don't fly anymore. I'm not going to. And I would sit down in the middle of the inspection area. I would not go into a private room. I'd sit down on the floor and take my boots off, and then I'd apologize for the holes in my socks. And I would say, that exactly what Mike Ma does. I'm so sorry. It's better for the fungus, and you know, just that extra air makes it hurt less. And then they don't want to put their hands down my pants. And then they don't want to touch me. And the other thing I do is I kind of squirm a little bit, and I act like I have to really urinate, like, urgently. And I tell them that they have to hurry up or we're both going to get soaked. And so, I mean, those are the antics that I pull, and they work. They work. But I think the coughing on the license and registration and your hands and kind of rubbing under your nose and rubbing your mouth and then holding a license and moving it from hand to hand to hand and smiling and apologizing. Say, okay, is this what you want? You want my license?
You know, Vince, what's interesting, when everybody was still dazed and confused, and they were actually, you know, those great people, they didn't pull too many people over because they didn't want to, they weren't sure, they were confused themselves, how hazardous this was. So they weren't pulling over as many people, but now because the pounding on their chest, boom, 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 and they're, you know, back to, because they got a lot of revenue to catch up on, you know, for about 8-9 months, they weren't assaulting the public, getting all these gifts and certificates. So, you know, they got to worry about getting next year's pay increase and all that. And the sad thing is there's a lot of good people that do that, and they're really sincere people. But then there's a handful of waste. And the saddest part is when this all breaks and people find out who had what job, you know, it's really bad, because why would you want to help the guy that raised your property taxes? Why would you want to help the guy that, you know, want to put your children in a small room because maybe they weren't wearing a diaper on their face in school? And all these people, and whether they're school teachers, I don't care who they are. I don't care which form on the ladder they feed. They all feed off of the people. And can you imagine when they need help, how much help everybody wants to reciprocate? And these people, they have no brain pattern, so they don't know. They can't think that far ahead.
And the plagiarist wants to hire another 80,000 IRS agents to help y'all. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Sheila is with us, medical doctor. Joey has called in. Joey, you're welcome to stay with us. I wanted to talk with Dr. Sheila about something that I think is quite alarming. And I'm seeing evidence of this, but according to Reuters, they're saying the number of people with dementia is expected to increase by 40%. Right now it's 55 million worldwide, and they're saying that it's going to hit 78 million in 9 years, 2030. Seems reasonable to me, Dr. Sheila. Does that seem like that could be true? And if it is, what do you think is causing it?
Well, I think it's a pollution, lack of vitamins, and, of course, 5G.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. That being the case, we've got Elon Musk polluting the skies with satellites so that even if you move out of the way, you are still being blasted by that parasite, Elon Musk, and his needless technology and dangerous technology. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about his cars with radar. They don't need radar, but his have it. His cars that are self-driving. His cars that have electric motors that create electromagnetic radiation inside the cab for those stupid enough to be in them. And then you have his satellites, which, you know, because people want to download movies faster because they just can't wait, these impatient parasites on the planet. So put all this together, and he's not the only one. There are a whole bunch of people destroying the planet, but he's chief among them. So I'm in absolute agreement with you. But if you want to move out, to the middle of nowhere, you're still going to be blasted overhead. Even if you don't have cell phone towers in your area, you're still going to be blasted. And, you know, I'm wondering why. I'm not advocating this, but I'm wondering why the Vietnam veterans haven't gotten their Agent Orange to act up and why they haven't come to the defense of the United States of America from these invasive technologies. And I'm wondering why Hell's Angels haven't gotten together and taken a ride over to Washington and, you know, spent like a month there just riding around, not causing any problems, just checking out the scenery and just riding around. And I'm wondering why tractor trailers haven't gone to Washington, D.C. to check out, you know, what the scenery is like there and just stopping and driving slowly and, you know, just looking at what our wonderful country has become. And I'm wondering why the farmers haven't used their tractors, their 100-plus horsepower tractors, and gone to the cities and just kind of done the same thing, look around the state capitals that are causing problems. I think it's going to be the farmers who come to the rescue of the United States again, because we have guns. And, you know, eventually. But right now, farmers don't seem to be... they haven't hit the straw that broke the camel's back yet with the farmers. But when it happens, I think there's going to be lead flying and blood spilling. Not that I'm advocating it. I just believe it's going to happen because it's happened so many times before. Any comments, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I've been predicting a civil war for the last several years, especially for the last 18 months, so... Time will tell.
Dr. Shulia, you know, I've been thinking about the parasite, the plagiarist. And, you know, plagiarism is theft. It's theft of someone else's work. And Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist, you can look it up, class. You can look up the president's last name, comma, plagiarism. Look it up on the internet. You'll find that he plagiarized work when he was at Syracuse University Law School. You'll find that. So here's a guy that is a certified card-carrying plagiarist. And plagiarism is stealing someone else's work. Plagiarism is lying about work that is being claimed to be yours when it's actually not. So plagiarism and lying are similar in many respects in my world. So we have a guy who's a plagiarist and a liar running the show here in the United States. And right now, right this minute, he's on vacation. He damaged our credibility worldwide. He left people behind. He left service dogs behind. He pulled out the military and left everybody else behind. This guy is a lying sack of protoplasm.
Here's the visual for the day. The Lord wasted a good rectum by putting teeth in Mr. Biden's mouth. That's about what that means. And I would say the regular word, but you kind of get upset when a person uses the proper term, the exit,
well, it's,
the exit ramp.
It's not just me. It's, I'm glad you kept that to yourself, Joe. But
just think about it. The Lord wasted a good rectum when he put teeth in that man's mouth. Because everything that comes out is feces. There's not a word of truth that came out of him. That's how I feel. And I think you guys feel the same way.
I do. Dr. Shirley, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.